Shavua Tov, everybody. Good to see you. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful Shabbat. We're holding today in Masechet Murah. Today's daf is daf chet. We're holding on Zion Amud Beit at the Halakha Mishnah. A kohanim memirim b'shelahem, Yisrael memirim b'shelahem. Any animal that a kohen himself owns and that he made kodesh, he can be memir on. But do not mistake that to mean that, let's say, Yisrael gives a kohen an animal that he's supposed to be makriv on the Mizbeach, that would mean that the kohen can be meimer on that animal. Absolutely not. Ein ha-kohanim meimirin, lo bechatat, velo ba'asham. And, I mean, that's pretty clear. Somebody gives them a chatas and an asham, it's clear that they're not going to be able to be meimer because they don't really own the chatas and asham. The only thing that they get out of the chatas and asham is basically the rights to the achila of the basar and to do the aveda, but why in the world would that give them any rights of ownership to be able to make a tmura? In order to make a tmura, you have to be the owner. But the chiddush of the Mishnah is that that's true even of a bechor. Not only not on a chatat, not on an asham, but not even on a bechor. Now on a bechor, you would think, if Yisrael gave a kohen a bechor, then that kohen owns the bechor, right? Because it's one of the matanas of the kohuna. So once he owns the bechor, why in the world would he not be able to make that bechor a tmura? Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I don't get that. Why not? Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva said, look, I mean, a chatas and an asham are also a matan of the kohen. You didn't argue about that, did you? And the Bechor is a matan of the Kohen. Sure, just like the Chatat and the Asham, it doesn't belong to the Kohen to be Meimir on it, so to the Bechor in Meimirimbo. To which Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri replied, as you would have replied, what the heck is the comparison between the two? Malo, imeno Meimir bechatas v'Asham, I mean, what does that mean? The fact that he cannot make a Tmura on a Chatas and an Asham, take off that jacket, it's so hot. That's because he doesn't have any scripts to it while it's still alive. Ain't zachin b'hem b'chayin? A b'chor? Tomar b'b'chor sh'zachin bo b'chayav? A b'chor is given to him during its lifetime and it's his. What's the problem exactly? Amalo Rabbi Akiva, the problem is that there's a zeirat ha-katuv that precludes him from making a tmura on a b'chor. And what is that? It says, v'yohu u'tmurato yakodesh. That means that you can only make a tmura the same way that you can make the original kodesh. So just like the original kodesh is made in the Rishos of the Bialim, where did the Bechor become kodesh? The Bechor became kodesh in the Rishos of the individual to whom it was born. Once it leaves the Rishos of the individual to whom it was born, I don't care whether that second person now owns it. But where it was born was the place where Kedusha was chal on it, since it's a Bechor. And therefore, that is considered to be the only owner that would be able to be Meimir so long as it still remains within his Rishos, and he hasn't given it to the Kohen yet. But once he gives it to the Kohen, you will not be able to fulfill the requirement of hu utmurato. Certainly, the owner can't, because he doesn't own it anymore. He gave it away to the Kohen. But neither can the Kohen, because it's no longer vayahu utmurato. It's not in the same reshut where the initial Kedusha befell it. According to Rabbi Akiva, therefore, it doesn't follow from the dinim of ownership. It's a completely new halacha, gzerat ha-katuv, tmura, Kedusha, have to go hand in hand. It's not hot. Now, remember, we've discussed the Mishnah and Ma'aser Sheni here very often. The question of whether the din of the Bechor, we spoke about this earlier, that Bechor, Mochrino Totam, Chai, Ubal Mum Chai V'Shachut. So this halacha was always very much part of our repertoire over here, and that is that you cannot, when it comes to a Bechor, remember we have the special psukim about how to treat Bechor and Ma'aser. Okay, so one of the things that we learned is that there's a din in Ma'aser, and that teaches us what the din of Bechor is, that you're allowed to sell a Bechor by the Kohen while it's alive if, and this is how we understand it now, if and only if it's a tam. Masha Einkein, if it's a balmum, then you could sell it either chai or shoch. So this limitation, this is how we're reading it, the limitation to be able to sell only while it's alive, but not if it's shochet, is if it's a tam, only if it's a tam. But if it's a balmum, there would be no problem of selling it in any state, because as the balmum, after all, the Kohen owns it. So therefore, he could sell it. What's the difference how he sells it? Now, we assumed at this point that what that means, that whether we're talking about at a time when he's going to bring this as a korma, and there is a Beis HaMikdash, or whether we're talking about Bizman HaZeh, a Kohen could sell it to another Kohen, even if there's a Beis HaMikdash, if it's alive, and thereby give him the rights to be makrivet. Kohen says, I'd like to have this chus to be makriv this bechor that the Yisrael gave you. Fine. How much will you pay for it? I can sell that. That's what I think it means at this point, right? So that means he would be able to sell it. But obviously, once it is shachut, if it was shachut in the Beit HaMikdash, I'm not allowed to sell my piece of the Achilas Kachim. That's a bizayon. Achilas Kachim is not for sale. So therefore, I can only sell it chai. If it would be a balmum, then I could sell it chai or shachut. Now that's what it sounds like. Comes along the, oh, and besides that, umekachin bo et ha'isha, and you should know that if it's a balmum, it's totally the coins, not only to sell, he can use it to be mekadesh a woman. There's no limitations on what he does in terms of his ownership of that money. Omrev Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, this statement was only bizman hazeh, which means that a Kohen has no rights to a Bechor, bizman, but the Beit HaMikdash is Kayam, to allow him to sell the rights to a Bechor to another Kohen. And that is a pretty strong assertion. Rav Nachman is saying that even though Yisrael gives the Bechor to the Kohen, and it's considered to be part of the matanot of the Kohuna, nonetheless, it doesn't belong to him in a normal sense that would allow him to sell it. It simply is his in terms of having the schus to be makrivit on the Mizbeach. After he's makrivit, then he's the one who gets to eat it. That's fine. But what rights does he have in it to sell it? So when it says in the Mishnah that he can sell a bechor that is a tam, it's talking about bizman hazeh. Ha'v'itle l'kohen zichia begavai. Right now, what is the right of the Kohen in this Bechor Tam? It's the right to hold on to it until it gets a moment and he'll eat it. So if he wants to sell that right to a Kohen, he can. If the Bechor would be made to be put on the Mizbeach, would say, listen here, Kohen, please, this is not yours. This belongs to the Mizbeach, and we're going to be bringing it on the Mizbeach. But since there is no Beis HaMikdash, then what it's omed for at this point is being eaten as a tam, as a balmum. So even though it's a tam, he says, okay, listen, I'm going to have to wait however long it takes. You want to take it and you want to wait, by all means. So pay me now and do what you want. That must be what the Mishnah means. I don't understand. Let's just see it finish inside. Since the tam is meant to be put on the Mizbeach, how does it belong to him? Ein mochrinoto tamim chai. There we would never have said that. Says Rav Nachman, excuse me, but can you read the Mishnah? Ezer Rav Nachman, mochrinoto tamim chai. Now, doesn't that mean that we are limiting this to its being alive, right? Which means that the Mishnah is teaching me, look, you should know you can only sell it when it's alive. You can't sell it when it's shachut. Now, I mean, if we were talking about bizman shebet hamikdash kayam, that would make a lot of sense. If it were shachut, then it would be the chelek of the kayanim that he was zeichet to bishulchan gavaya, and it's not proper to sell it. But if it's talking about bizman hazeh, the diak is insane. What do you mean you can't sell it shachut? If it were shachut, it would be yisurei hana. If somebody wanted somebody went ahead and checked for the Bechor Tam Bizman Hazeh, why would I need a Mishnah to tell me, but not Shachut? There is no Shachut. That's just a piece of Isra Amah. I understand how you're reading the Mishnah. So let's read that inside. Isra Rav Lebnach Bachrina Totamim Chai, which I'm a Dayak means Chai in Shachut Lo. I mean, that's the main Chiddush, right? The fact that he could sell it Chai, I mean, why not? The fact that he cannot sell it Shachut, okay, tell me what the Chiddush is. Iman, when are we referring to? Ilema Bizman Hazeh, are we talking about a Bechor where there is no Beit HaMikdash? There is no such thing as a Tam Chai, a Tam Shachut Bizman Hazeh, because a Tam Shachut Bizman Hazeh would be Sireyana. Mi'ika Tam Shachut, there is no such thing. Elapshita, the only Chiddush of the Mishnah is talking about Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayan. I understand what you're saying. You're claiming that the Mishnah is referring to Bizman Hazeh? That's impossible. So what the Mishnah is saying is that Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, where there is such a thing as a Tamim Shachut, he can't sell it. But he can sell it at Tam Chai. And you said that the Kohen has no rights to a Bechor when the Bechor is alive. Says Reb Nachman, excuse me, first of all, you're reading things into the... You read the Mishnah. Don't tell me read the Mishnah. Did the Mishnah ever say the words Tam Chai and not Shachut? You put in those words. Why? Because to you, that was the Chiddush. Do you understand what you've just done? You made up your mind that I'm wrong. So therefore, there's no Chiddush in being able to sell it Tam Chai. So therefore, what must it be? The Diyak. And what's the Diyak? That Shachut not. Which proves, of course, that I'm wrong further, since you made that first assumption. Because why would we be talking about an impossible case? Okay, so how about if we start looking at it from the way I look at it? The point of the Mishnah is not the words that you read into the Mishnah. The point of the Mishnah is the Chiddush that I'm saying. Namely, Mikatani, show me where it says in the Mishnah, Mokhrino Totamim Chai, but not Shachut, excuse me, doesn't say those words. The point of the Mishnah is Hagufa Atulash Me'inan. It's coming to tell me that Chiddush. Namely, that Bizman Hazeh Mochrino Totamim Chai. That even though at the time of the Beis HaMikdash you couldn't sell it at all, as I've pointed out, but the Chiddush over here is that you can sell it, Bizman Hazeh, you would be able to sell it even though it is a Tam, which you might have thought. Maybe you can't do that because meanwhile, I don't have what to do with it. Gamash Malan, the very fact that it's aimed to be eaten when it gets a mum gives the Kohen already a schus to it now that's worth money, namely to hold on to it until it gets the mum and then I'll eat it, and he can sell that. That's the Chiddush, not any diyuk. That's the Chiddush. Once you take my approach that you could not have sold it Bizman the Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, then the Mishnah is coming to tell you, but you can sell it Bizman the Beis HaMikdash isn't Kayam. That's the point. Thank you very much. Okay. Asaf, another question. Reb Nachman is, again, insisting that Bizman Shebeit HaMikdash Kayam, a Bechor is not considered to be the schus in the moment of the Kohen. That's what he's claiming. It says in the Braisa like this. Also, a Braisa, remember, that we have learned many times. It says by the mitzvah duchor, the lashon of ach b'chor shor or b'chor kesev or b'chor eiz lo tivde. Now it's very important to listen to the rest of the pasuk, because this is what the conversation here is going to be revolved around. Lo tivde, but et damam tizrok al hamizbeach v'chelbam taktiri she'reach b'chor lashon. Now, it says over here, the Braita, since it says lo tivde, you need to know that nonetheless, it is nimkar, meaning you cannot take off the kedusha from it, which means let me just be able to treat it like normal meat, sell it in a butcher shop, weigh it on the scale. No, you're not going to be able to take off the kedusha of the bechor. Therefore, it's going to have to be treated with respect no matter how many times you try to be paid it. Nothing's going to happen. It's not going to be tefes the money. And you could sell it, but you have to sell it in very different ways. You have to sell it out of the back door. You can't weigh it on the scale, and so on and so forth, right? So that is talking about what? Reb Nachman, tell me, what? Bizman hazeh? What am I asking on? Ilema bizman hazeh, can I ask you to continue reading the pasuk? The pasuk, not the braita. Read the pasuk. The braita is analyzing the words lo tifdeh. What does the pasuk say? Lo tifdeh, kodesh eim et amam tizrok al hamizbeach. Oh, is that bizman hazeh? Et amam tizrok al hamizbeach. No. So that can't be bizman hazeh, mika mizbeach. Ela pshita bizman shebet hamikdash kayam. Okay? First. Now, the next thing I ask you, are we referring to a tam when it says you could sell it? Or are we referring to a bal mum? Well, according to you, we could only be referring to a bal mum, right? That's interesting, because the pasuk goes on to say, ve'damam tizrok al hamizbeach. So now the Torah is telling us, put the dam of the bal mum on the mizbeach, right? This makes sense to you? So obviously you're wrong. The pasuk is saying, we're talking about a tam, and we're talking about bizman hazeh, and it says, beferish in the braita, it says lo tifteh, but that doesn't mean you can sell it. You can't sell it. Of course you can sell it. You just have to sell it in special ways. You said you can't sell it, Reb Nachman. Ha! That's pretty good proof to me. So therefore it says, if it's a bal mum, mi chazi l'akrova, ela lav b'tam, it's got to be talking about a tam, v'katani v'nim karhu. See what the braita said? The braita said, and it is indeed sold. That's Reb Nachman. This you call a proof. Maybe the reisha of the pasuk is talking about a bal mum, where it's lo tifteh v'nimkar, and the sefer is talking about a tam. All that the pasuk is saying is, look, lo tifteh, when it gets a mum, don't think you can be poted. Instead, you should hope that you can be zerik the dam, and it should be made a tam, and so on and so forth. Talking about two different cases. Masar b'sharsh. I have a proof, again, against Reb Nachman's assertion, that a Bechor does not belong to a Kohen. Now, this is a very fascinating and ingenious proof. The case is like this. A Kohenet and her Shivcha give birth in the same hospital room, and naturally they get the babies mixed up. So now we don't know who is the prince and who is the pauper. So basically, what's happening over here is that you've got a real problem, because one of these guys is a Kohen and one of these guys is an Eved. So what in the world? They can't marry anybody, because who are you going to marry? Maybe you're an Eved and you're not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. So that's the first problem we're going to have to worry about when they grow up. When the two kids grow up, each one gives a get shechur to the other one and says, okay, if I'm the prince and you're the pauper, you're hereby a free man. The other one says the same thing, right? Now, meanwhile, during their entire lifetime, before they grow up and mishakra each other, they can eat truma. Because whether I'm the Kohen and this is the Eved, it wouldn't matter. Or whether I'm the Eved and this is the Kohen, because an Eved of the Kohen also gets to eat truma. However, they can only be given truma when they are together. Because if you give one truma separately, people will jump to the conclusion that this guy is a Kohen. If they're together, then everybody understands one is an Eved and one is the Kohen. Okay. So let's read this inside and see how this has anything to do with us. So far, it does not. So, Kohenet shenitava vlada bevlat shivchata, higdilu ha'tarovet mishacharim zeetzeh, v'shneyam ochlim betruma, during their lifetime, until such time as they actually did mishacher, then of course the Eved can no longer eat, so neither of them can eat. Then they could be ochlim betruma, but they only get one chelek together between them, chelek echad al agonet. Now, here's where it gets interesting. This is where it's nogea us. If these children have a bechor that they own, then what they have to do is they have to wait till the bechor gets a mum, and then they eat it with a mum. Now, I ask you, Reb Nachman, please tell me what you think the case is in this mission. But my asking, when did they have this bechor? Bizman hazeh? Bizman hazeh? Everybody has to wait till the bechor gets a moment. What do you mean they have to wait? And my bechor, I don't have to wait till it gets a moment. If I give you a bechor, you don't have to understand. Obviously, you have to wait till it gets a moment. So what What's the difference? Elaim b'zman hazeh, ma'ishna didan, ma'ishna didu. What's the difference between my bechor and their bechor? Didan nami mumin b'inan. If I'm a kohen, I'll have to wait for a mum, just like them. So it wouldn't make any sense. Ah, so it's got to be talking about b'zman shebet hamikdash kayam. Okay, I don't understand. Okay, so the Beis Hamikdash is here. There's a bechor without a mum. What's the problem? Why isn't it being brought to the Mizbeach? Will you tell me? What do you mean, wait until it gets a mum? It's supposed to be on the Mizbeach. The Gizbar should come and rip it away and take it and say, what the heck are you guys keeping this bechor? I'm bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash. Unless, now here's the interesting point. Unless they say, now hold on a minute. If we knew that I was a Kohen, then I would bring this bechor to the Beis Hamikdash and I would eat the meat of the bechor. I don't lose anything by bringing the bechor as a tam. But what you're going to do, if you take it, says the Gizbar, what you're going to do, if you take this bechor away from me, is you're going to say, well, I can't let you have any of it because maybe you're not a Kohen and this is a bechor tam and you don't get the right to eat it if it was shechted. You can't do that to me because I own it and you're stealing my thing. If I wait until it gets a mum, then I know that I can keep it. But if I let you take it, then you're going to be taken away from me. Now, wait a minute. According to you, Reb Nachman, the Kohen has no rights. What do you mean you're taking something? Excuse me, sir, says the Gizbar. You have no rights in it as a tam. Reb Nachman says the Kohen can't sell his bechor. Why the heck would you be able to keep it away from me, the Gizbar? I'm walking off with your bechor. So the very fact that it says over here that there's something unique about their bechor, namely that they do not have to give it to the Gizbar, shows that they have monetary rights to the bechor and can prevent the Gizbar from making off with it. Are you going to explain that? So let's see that inside. We'd always have to wait for a mum. Allah, the case has got to be, it's talking about b'zman shebet hamikdash kayam. Now, if you're ready to go along with our opinion, which is against you, Reb Nachman, that a Kohen does have a right to a bechor, then this makes sense. Then shapir. If you do not agree that the Kohen has rights, why doesn't the Gizbar come into the house and walk off with the bechor? Leisa Gizbar v'lishkele. Answers Reb Nachman, what exactly is your problem? What's your problem with saying it was Bizman Hazeh? Your problem was, what do you mean? It says over here that they wait until it gets a mum, and then they eat it with the mum. And you're saying, so do we. Really now. You have a bechor that gets a mum, and you're going to eat it with the mum? I got news for you. If you're going to eat it with the mum, you're going to be stealing from the guy. So don't tell me you're going to eat it with the mum. The point over here is that they're not going to be stealing from the Kohen. Why? Because they're going to say to the Kohen, who says, hey, that's my Bechor. What do you mean it's my Bechor? I'm a Kohen. No, you're not. You're the Vlad. You're the Shivcha. Vlad Shivcha. Prove it. Motzi Michavero Olavaraya. You claim I'm not a Kohen? Prove I'm not a Kohen. Nobody knows if I'm a Kohen or not. That's the point that it's making. If they have a Bechor, they wait until it gets a mum and they eat it. Whereas if you had a bechor, you'd wait until it gets a mum and you'd give it a kohen to eat. That's all it's saying. What's the big deal? You made a tempest in a teapot over here. Okay? Lishna achrina, the other lashon is the lashon of the Yerushalmi, which boils down to the same thing, is that we say, indeed, I bizman hazeh, my ari bechorot ahalin sfeikot. Why would we say this din in terms of these particular sfeikot? Afilo didan nami yera'u. Our bechorot would also need to wait until they get a mum. Elapshita bizman shebet hamikdash kayam. And if it's talking about a bal mum, it wouldn't make any sense at all, because if it's a bal mum, then why does it say wait until it gets a mum? Why am I waiting until it gets a mum? It is a bal mum, for heaven's sake. So obviously it's talking about a tam. Elapshita betamim. And you see Mizavne. From here you see that you have rights in it to sell. Answers the Gemara. Li'ola bizman hazeh. My kashalacha, what bothered you? Afilo dila nami yera'u? That even if it were ours, we'd have to wait for it to graze till it gets a mum? That's true. But lo matzinu matchet le kohen, we would be no way be able to put off the kohen, right? The lo it kan safek kuhuna. This is clearly Yerushalmi language, right? There is no current question that would be able to claim maybe I'm a kohen. But hani sveikot, masha'inke, these two kids that are sveikot, they could be matchel kohen. They could put off the kohen because kol chad v'chad, each one of them claims to the kohen, you prove that I'm not a kohen, and then you get the bechor. If you can't prove it, I can keep it. The only thing that prevents me normal from keeping a bechor is not the fact that it's a bechor, it's the fact that I'm stealing. But since Ravira Motzi Mechaver Olavaraya, I'm not stealing. You want to take it out of my rishus? It's up to you to prove that indeed I am not a kohen. Okay? Everything clear? What? Yes, absolutely. It's monetary. I'm not mechuyev to give you something that you don't know I owe you. Maybe I owe you. Fine, maybe I don't owe you. There's no such thing as being machber to give away your money. Fine. Mesa, another question that we have on Reb Nachman's assertion that a kohen does not have rights to a bechor while it is a tam and the Beis HaMikdash is extant. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Now here we're talking about the din of an ir hanidachat. What does it say about the ir hanidachat? The et kol shilala tikpots el toch rechava, and then it says the et kol behemta, right? Okay. Hake taket yoshvei ha'ir the et behemta l'fichara. So we have two words that end with a mapike, behemta and shilala. It's behema, it's booty. Okay, what does that teach us? So it says over there, Rabbi Shimon Omer, when it says behemta, it means prat lebehemat bechor umaaser shabbat. If in an ir hanidachat, where we're burning the contents of the city, there is a behemat bechor umaaser, that is not burned. And if the word shlala comes to tell me that if there is money of maaser sheni, that is not called shlala, that is called shlal shamayim. Now, I ask you, Reb Nachman, b'may askina. Are we talking about bizman hazeh? I'd like you to bring me an ir hanidachat bizman hazeh. That would be quite a trick. Because in order to make something an ir hanidachat, you would need to have a bezdin of shimim ve'echad, which is currently bottom. But z'nan enosin ir hanidachat ala bebeitin shal shimim ve'echad. Ela pshita, that this whole discussion is bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam. So let's first set that aside. Now, when it's talking about this bechor and meiser, is it talking about a tam or is it talking about a balmum? So b'may, e name of a balmum. If we're talking about balmum, why is that not included in behemta? Remember, everybody's agreed that once it's a balmum, it's owned 100% free and clear by the kohen. If that kohen is a member of the ir hanidachat, then that's part of the rishus of the ir hanidachat. So that doesn't make sense. That would be behemta. I got news for you. Ela pshita betam. It's got to be referring about a tam. And it's referring to a tam bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam. Now look, if you're telling me that you are wrong, Reb Nachman, and that in fact a kohen does have zechia begaveh, that would explain why I need to have the diuk to tell me that this is not called the behemta, because this has a different type of din. This is a bechor. But if you're going to tell me that the kohen has no rights, like you claim, I don't understand. Why do I need behemta? Just learn it out from shlala. Shlala means shlala v'lo shlal shamayim. It's not because it's supposed to be given to a kohen that it's not behemta. That's not the point. What do you mean? That's not mine. I have to give it to a kohen. What's the difference? Even if it belongs to a kohen, it would be, and who's in the city, it would not be shlal of the kohen. It would be shlal shamayim, according to you, Reb Nachman. So then it would come from the posuk of shalal, not behemta, but rather shlala. Shlala v'lo shlal shamayim. Okay. You're right. You know what? It's talking about a balmum. I agree. But the kakashka hainu behemta. Wrong. It would not be called behemta just because the kohen has rishus in it. Why? Because Behem Tam means it is similar to normal animals. Now, let me ask you something. A Bechor is similar to normal animals? Can you weigh it on a scale? Can you put it in the supermarket? No. Okay, then that's not called Behem Tam. It doesn't fit the rules of standard consumption. So, Mi Shenecha B'Torat Behem Tam, Yotzer Bechor Ma'aser, that is not even Bechlal, normal Achilas Behema. That's none. Normally with something as a balmum, it's nimkar and beitwas, you could sell it in a butcher shop and it's nishkalim belitra, and it's weight on a scale, but not bechor, not a meiser, because anat on the balima, we do not allow the zilzel in the basar. Okay, I got another question for you. What about the din of swearing that you do not owe somebody money? Now, let's talk about a case, a guy gives you something to watch. He made you a shomer, and you claim, I don't know what you're talking about. So the halacha is over there that if afterwards you come back and you say, look, I lied, I feel terrible, so you're supposed to bring a special, you made a shvua, but you don't know what he's talking about. So if you say, I lied, so then you have to bring a special korban, which is the asher of kviras mamay. What about if somebody gave you his korban? So could you please watch this korban for me? And then you come back and ask for the carbon. The guy says, I know what you're talking about. I swear I don't know what you're talking about. Would that be considered to be a chiev or not? Now, it says in the pasuk over there, very interestingly, nefesh ki techeta, look at this combination. Umala mal ba'ashem. He did something wrong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'kichesh ba'amito. And he denied his friends pikadon or tzumet yad, right? Now, how is it both a mal ba'ashem and a kichesh ba'amito? So it comes along, Rabbi Yossi Aglini, that what that's coming to tell me is that if you had given him a korban, which is kachim kalim, since according to Rabbi Yossi Aglini, kachim kalim is considered to be owned by the owner, and there is no din of me'ila until such time as we actually first do the shechita and the zrikas adam, and then we make the part of the korban that's going to be put on the mizbeach kodesh, then all of a sudden there's me'ila. But up until that time, it's considered to be the moment bowing. So therefore, if a person denies that he was given this to watch, then you would have to go ahead and bring a korban and the whole idea. So that is coming to tell me L'rabot kachim kalim shehim mamon ba'alim divi Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says Ben Azza, let's make this very clear, gentlemen. We are only talking about a case of a shlamim, okay? Because if it's a shlamim, then indeed it is a made for the ba'alim to be able to bring it and to eat the meat and so on and so forth. Over there, it's considered to be mamon. But if you're talking about Meiser Behema is definitely not his money. Remember, Meiser Behema cannot be sold at all, not like a Bechor. So something that, because over there it says, Lo Yimacher V'lo Yigal, right? It cannot be sold. Something that you cannot be sold, you do not own. If you can't sell it, you don't own it. So therefore, says Ben Azza, look, don't make any mistake over here. We're certainly not talking about Meiser. We're talking about Shlomim, right? Whereas Abba Yossi ben Dustoy says, Ben Azai actually said that a Bechor, that a coin gives a Bechor to somebody to watch, and the guy claims that he never got it. That's the only case that you would be fired. Because the Shlomim, in fact, he does not get any schus to a Shlomim, because the Shlomim, he has to wait until we do all of the Aveda, and we do the chaz of a shok and the whole deal. And at that point, you can go ahead and say that he has his chus in it after I bring the imurim on the mizbeah. So that's got to be what Ben Azai was talking about. Now, I'm asking you, Reb Nachman, can you tell me whether this is bizmana hazeh, where it's at the time of the Beis HaMikdash? I mean, ilayma bizmana hazeh? How do you understand Reb Yossi Aglili saying shlomim? There's no shlomim bizman hazeh. No, do you mean the shlomim katani? All that you're saying is that Ben Azza said, well, not shlomim, not a normal shlomim, but a bechor. But there is no shlomim. So what are you talking about bizman hazeh? So obviously we're talking about bizman elapshita, bizman shebeit hamikdash kayam. Okay, now let me ask you another thing. Are we talking about a Baal Mum? I mean, if we're talking about Baal Mum, then how does a Yisrael who has a Baal Mum Shlomim, how is that considered to be his? It's not considered to be his at all. Isn't there any rights in it? The Shlomim, you'll tell me, as a Shlomim, where he's going to be the one that's the owner, and therefore, after we bring the carbon, he's going to be the one that eats the carbon. That's all very nice. But if it's a Baal Mum, he's got nothing. So if we're comparing this to a case of Shlomim, then I guarantee you we are not talking about a Baal Mum, we're talking about a Tam, El Alav B'Tam. And you see that that's considered to be the Kichesh Ba'amito. Now, if the Kohen doesn't have any rights to that Bechor, how is it the Kichesh Ba'amito? So obviously you're wrong. Shema Amina Ite LeKohen Zechiyah Begaveh. See? The Kohen obviously does have monetary rights in a Bechor, even though it's Mizban Shebet HaMikdash Kayam, and it's similar to a Shlomim, and it can be brought on the Mizbeach, and you claim that there's no such thing. Only Mizban HaZeh would a Kohen have any rights. How are you going to explain that? I'm Rabbi, it's not really much of a problem. Because it could be talking about a Bechor in Chutz Laretz. Now you'll say, a Bechor in Chutz Laretz, over there, the Kohen certainly has rights to the Bechor, because it's not meant to be brought into Eretz Yisrael. It's meant to be similar to other Matnas Kahuna, even Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam. So it's not Eimed LaKrava. Well, obviously, Reb Nachman will say, well, of course, in a case where it's not Eimed LaKrava. What do you mean? How could it be talking about a Bechor in Chutz Laretz if it's supposed to be talking about a case similar to a Shlomim? A Shlomim means it can be brought on the Mizbeach. You're claiming that Banaza said, well, not any old Shlomim, but Bechor, but that's not similar to Shlomim at all. Ah, but it is according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, if you go ahead and do bring the Bechor from Chutz Laretz, then you would be makriv it. In which case, it is similar to Shlomim because it is, so to speak, roi l'akrava. But it's not similar to Shlomim in that even Reb Nachman would be made that in this case, it's not meant specifically to be brought to the Mizbeach. Therefore, I agree that certainly in that case, the Tam belongs to the Kohen. And therefore, it's going on Libra Rabbi Shimon, Yomar Imba'u Tamimim, if B'diabad, it was brought, Ikarevu. Okay, now we finally get to the reason that we're having this whole discussion. What does all of this have to do with us? We're about to find out. So Reb Nachman claimed that a Kohen does not have a schus to a Bechor if it's a Tam and it's Bizman Shebet HaMikdash Kayam. All right, let's take a look at our Mishnah. Omar lo Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. So Reb Yochanan ben Nuri says to Reb Akiva, why the heck can't a Kohen be Meimer on a Bechor? Don't try to tell me for the same reason that he can't be Meimer Chatas and an Asham. Obviously, it's because he has no rights to it. And you certainly cannot make a tmura based on the fact that you're going to be getting a piece of meat out of something. It's not your korban. Now, tell me what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was referring to, okay? What's this argument? What's he referring to? Is he talking about Mayaskina? Is he talking about a Baal Mum? Obviously not. He's talking about similar to the Chatas V'Asham. He says, I understand why the Chatas V'Asham, even though it's his, to eat. A Baal Mum? No, a Tam. But why would the Bechor the Tam not be his? Okay. Now, is that very clear? The Tam, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, is his. And Rabbi Akiva agreed. He just said it's a Gzeirat HaKatuv, that even though it's his, the Kedusha wasn't Chal in his house. Right? I understand. Reb Nachman is coming along and arguing with the Mishnah, everybody. Now you're going to explain that. Okay, so let's read that inside. El Alav B'Tam. V'Katani Zachin Bo B'Chayav. And no one disagrees on that. Says Ravina, okay. But maybe the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Bechor that is indeed Bizman Beit HaMikdash, but it's in Chutz Laretz, and it's going Aliba to Rabbi Shimon, who said, Imbo Temimim Yikarebu. So basically, I give up. I don't have any proof against Reb Nachman. Now, the question is, could it be that Reb Nachman's assertion is, as it seems to me, a machlokas tanayim, which is always in a very poor position to be. Because why in the world would you come out making a statement as if you've come up with this idea and it turns out to be a machlokas tanayim? So is it indeed lemek tanayim? Where's the machlokas tanayim? It appears from the following that there must be a machlokas tanayim. Bechor bebeit habalim. Look at how this is phrased. If the bechor is in the home of the original owner where it was born, then you can make a tamura. But in the house of the kohen, then you can't make a tamura. Enos in tamura. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, no, I disagree. Once it gets into the hand of the kohen, you can't make a tamura. That's what I just said. What are you talking about? My lab, I'll tell you how to read it. Look again and you'll see very clearly how to read it. Bechor bebeit habalim osim tamura. Who? Who is osim tamura bebeit habalim? The baalim, right? But once it comes to the house of the kohen, then the baalim cannot make a tamura. Only the kohen can make a tamura. Comes along with Shimon ben Elazar and say, no, once it gets into the hand of the kohen, you can't make a tamura at all. That's what it's talking about. Now, this is precisely the issue about whether the kohen has a chus in it or not, right? So my love, hakikama, the machlokas must be like this. Bebeit kohen, hakohen oset tamura, ve'en habal oset tamura. That's what the Tanakhama holds. But that means that he holds that the kohen has a chiyah begavayu. Says the Gemara, what's the problem? What does this have to do with the machlokas tanoim about me? Says Reb Nachman. This is the machlokas in the Mishnah. It's not that they're arguing whether the kohen could have zechiyah begavayu. The fact is that we could say over here that the only question over here is whether there's a gzeirat hakatuv, which even if he did have zechiyah begavayu, he would not, it could be talking about Bechor Bezman HaZeh, exactly like we said. And the Kohen does have Zechiyah Begavayu. And so why can't he make a Temura? Gezeiras HaKasuv. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri was talking about, like we said 5 minutes ago, he's talking about a Bechor Bezman HaZeh, he's talking about a Bechor Bezman HaBeis HaMikdash, but in Chutz Laaretz. And he's going, I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. So why does the Shita now of Rabbi Shimon HaLezer say, but he can't make it? Not because he doesn't have Zechus Begavayu, but because of the Gezeiras HaKasuv of Rabbi Akiva. It's simply a different expression of the Mishnah. That's all. It's nothing to do with anything. Stop bothering me. Okay. Omrav Chista. Look at this Mishnah again, and let me tell you something. Even if we're talking about a Kohen selling a Bechor while it's a Tam, he can only sell it to another Kohen. He cannot sell it to Yisrael. So Loshono El Kohen LeKohen. A Kohen LeYisrael can never sell. Why? If it's a Tam. Because then, if he sells the Tam to the Yisrael, then the Yisrael may very well put a mum into it and then claim that it was sold to him by a Kohen with and got that mum, right? So in other words, if the Yisrael will claim, what we think right now is that he'll go to a Chacham, Dilma Azu Yisrael, Shadi Be Mume, he'll put a Mum into it, he'll go to a Chacham and he'll say, L'chor Zeh Natan Likoin Be Mumo. A Kohen gave this to me with a Mum. We're never concerned that a Yisrael puts a Mum into a Bechor because it's just too suspicious. If he's going to come and he's going to say, look, this Mum fell in... Okay, what do you intend to do with it exactly? No, I'm going to be giving it to the coin. Really, where's the coin? What coin? He's going to look, nobody's going to believe him. So we're never chayshish that Yisrael is going to put the mum in. When he gives it to the coin, he doesn't get anything out of it. What does he gain putting a mum in it, right? But in this case, he has an easy way to deflect suspicion. Because he says, everybody knows I bought this. Bought it with the mum. So Zigmar, what good is that going to do? If he bought it with a mum, the coin's still going to have to prove. He's going to have to bring the coin with him. Because remember, we will never accept Mishari Chacham Alchi. Will a Chacham be matred for Yisrael? The Amarav Ein Roim Bechol Yisrael Elin Ken Kohen Imo. He's got to prove where he got it from. So anyway, what are we talking about? The Kohen's going to have to prove how the moon got in there anyway. So what is this all about? What? Without the moon. Exactly. Amar Avuna, the Rebbe of Yeshua, I'll tell you what the issue is. It's the reason that he can't sell to Yisrael is not because we have these, we don't have these chashashas. But what we are afraid of is that it looks very bad. Why does it look bad? Because everyone who sees the exchange of a Bechor Tam for money from the Kohen is going to think, you know, he probably sold it to him very cheaply. In order to get this Yisrael into the habit of giving his Bechor to this Kohen. So if I see that I get a good deal from this Kohen, it's Kedai for me, all my Bechorot in the future, I'll call up my friend Joe the Kohen, and then I get good deals. He's probably selling it to me cheaply. That's the problem. In which case, he's near a Kohen, a Kohen who does a favor for the Yisrael is automatically in bad shape, right? Because that looks like he's Messiah Bebet HaGranot. Now, what happened once is that Marzutra came to Ravashi's house. They invited him for a meal. He sits down to eat, and they say, Rebbe, it's very good food tonight because it's especially healthy. Why is it especially healthy? Because meat of a Bechor is very healthy. Bechor has got a lot of energy. This is meat from a Bechor. This is very healthy. So he says, you guys aren't calling him. Where'd you get this from? Minalachahu, Amrulay, so-and-so Kohen sold it to us. Kohen sold it to you. Amalahu, and the mum fell in our rishus. Amalahu lo svirlachu adam revuna breder of Yeshua, that you do not allow that sale. Mibnei shenira kakoinim esayeya bebet agranot. Amrulay, no, doesn't make sense to us. We paid good cash for it. Everybody saw money exchanging. Why would they think he's doing us any favors? Is it because they have a dirty mind, we have to worry about it? Who cares? We don't think it's a problem. Omrulay, they said to him, absolutely not. Lo sphere, a lot of it doesn't make sense, Don. The Anan Mizvan Kazavnina, we paid good money for it. And so what if you paid good money? What about the case where we have also, it says, Atkama Yisrael Chayav Latapel B'Bechor, remember we just had back in Bechoros. You're supposed to keep a Behemah Daka for 30 days, a Behemah Gazer for 50 days. And the Mishnah says over there, if a Kohen comes to you and says, hey, listen, give me the Bechor and I'll take care of it. You don't have to keep it for 50 days. You're going to go to so much trouble taking his Bechor. I'll take it off of your hands today. What do you say? This is terrible. You can't do that. The Omer of Sheish says, why can't you give it to the Kohen earlier? He's taking that trouble off of your hands. You would have had to raise it for 50 days, and he's saving you that trouble. So from now on, obviously, who are you going to give it to, and who am I going to give this one to? The guy who's ready to help. But a Kohen that's ready to help you is basically being mezalzel in the matnas kuna, because he's buying them from you, so to speak, by doing work for you. He's doing work of raising this animal. I mean, the Mishnah says, the Farish, that you do have to worry about things looking like a Kohen Messiah Bebet HaGranot. Why don't you think that this is the same? Amalu, I don't understand. What's the comparison? Hata Mukha Milta, the very fact that the Kohen was willing to take it off your hands makes it pretty obvious. Over here, he's selling it to me for cash. So what's your problem? Your problem is that Lashon Achor Amrulay, Hacha Lo Yaiv Dami, the other Lashon Nisham, just for one brief moment, and then we'll get back to the flow. Just the same words. Here we didn't pay money in that case with the coins offering, and here we did. Fine. Now back to the flow. So what's your problem? My Amrit, what's your problem? That Mozo Kohen Gabe, that everybody thinks, oh, the Kohen is clearly making them a deal. No way that he's making us a deal. Because why would he make us a deal? So that the next time we have a Bechor, we should give it to him to further get good deals, right? That's what he's thinking. And that's why he's going to sell it cheap. No way. Low. Because the Masik Adaite, what this Kohen is thinking to himself is, you know what? A squash in the hand is better than a pumpkin in the bush. That's called Butzina Tav Mikara. A squash in the hand is better than a pumpkin in the bush. But a pumpkin is 10 times the size of a squash. That's okay. I'll take my squash now. So basically what's happening is, I always used to say this to Tiona with what's her name. So he's going to say, what? I can give him a good deal now so that the guy can stiff it to me later and I can take my money now. I'm not going to do him favors now. Maybe in some future date he's going to give me b'chora. No way. So therefore, we do not believe that there's any such hashash, and we are left with zero problem of koina misayeya bebeit agiranot. Now, I don't know. We did a long job today. Don't know whether you still have the energy in the 1 minute that's left to do a review.
We didn't do it.
That settles it. No review.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. It's been what? One review we can do. All right. Wouldn't want to disappoint Brucey for nothing. Okay, today's daf in Masechet Morah is daf Chet, and we're starting at the Eilat Mishnah daf Zayin Amud Beit. Hakohanim mimirim shalayim v'yisua mimirim shalayim. Ein hakohanim mimirim lo b'chatat v'lo b'asham v'lo b'bechor. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah, well, why the heck not? Mipnei ma'ein mimirim b'bechor. Omer Rabbi Akiva, well, what's the difference? Chatas v'asham matan alakoyim, b'chor matan alakoyim. Ma chatas v'asham ein mimirim bo. Af b'chor ein mimirim bo. Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Noah, it's no comparison. Mala yimeno memi bechatas v'asham she'ein zachim b'bechayehem. Tomar b'bechor she'zachim b'bechayam. Mala Rabbi Akiva, well, it's a gzirat hakatuv. Balo kvar ne'emar v'ayahu utmurato yehakodesh. Where was the kedusha chal on this bechor? Bebeit ha'baalim. Aftmura bebeit ha'baalim and only bebeit ha'baalim. Zan ha'atam bechor mochrin oto tam chayu bal mum chay v'shachot. Mekachim bo et ha'isha. Omer Reb Nachman, Omer Rabba bar Avuha, lo shana v'lo bizman hazeh. Ho ve'it le dekoin zichtia begaveh, because it's ultimately meant to be eaten by him and not put on the mizbeah. Of the Bisman Shabeta Mingdash Kayan, given the Tamla Hakravahu decoy, in Mochrino Totamim Chai, because it isn't his. Eight Ve Raveler of Nachman, Mochrino Totamim Chai, which means only Chai and not Shachut. Right now, listen, Ema, Dilem Bisman Azad, there is no such thing as the Tam Shachut, which means Surayana, Elopshita Bisman Shabeta Mingdash Kayan, Ukatoni Mochrino Totam Chai. Ach, come on, man. The Olam Bisman Azad. Show me where it says of your Bachnil Tatam Chai in the Shachut Lo. You put that in there. A gufa de la Shmeina. The Bismana zeh, Mochrina Totamim Chai. Fine. Eitve. Bibachor nema lo tifte venim karu. Bamayaskina. I lema Bismana zeh, ima seifa. The posse continues at the mam tizrog ala mizbeach Bismana zeh. Mika mizbeach. Elapshita Bisman Shabeta Mingdash Kayam. I ask you again, Bamay. Ilema b'balmum, read the pasuk at the mam tizrok al mizbeach bechavam taktir michazi lakrova el alav betan, and it says v'nimkaru. You said it's not nimkar. Nu, midi ayria reisha b'balmum safe of the pasuk is betan. Mazur mishar shekoyin shenit arva v'lada b'vlad shibchata higdil lata rovet v'shacharim zed. And meanwhile, until they are shneim are ochri b'tshuva. As long as they're only choking chelik echad al agoy. The Quran, Yera'u ad shista'evo, ve'yachlu b'mumam. Now, b'may askina. Yilema b'zman hazeh. The same thing anybody else's b'chor would be, man. Mashna didan o mashna didu. Didan nami mumin b'yinan. El alav b'zman shebet ha'migdash kayam. Now, yamet b'shlama itu l'koin tzichiyah b'gavayel. That explains everything works out. Because then they have a right to prevent the gizbar from taking it. Then why doesn't the gizbar just show up, pull it out, and bring it on the mizbeach? Just some minor difference, whether I can eat it myself or whether I have to give it away to a coin, for heaven's sakes. mafkele lekoyim, because each one claims ana koyim vana koyim lishmachrina. Ibis manazem ayay rebechorot alin sfekot afila didan nami yerayim el pshita bisman shabet amikdash kayam viibe balmum yera uachi steivu hamisuavim lekayamim el pshita betamim ve mizdavne. No, no, bisman hazeh. My kashlach afila didan nami yerau. Yeah, that's all very nice, but lo matzino matchil lekoyim. The law it can't safikuna, mashenken anis fikot. Matchul a coin, because kol chad v'chad, I'm a little coin, excuse me. How do you know I'm not the coin? I'm a coin. No, I'm a coin. Fine, so nobody can take it away from them. Make it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Behemta, in the Pasuk of the Irani Dachad, teaches us Prat Lebehemat Bechorum Ha'isu Shabbat. Shilallah tells me Prat Lekesem Ha'isu Sheni Shabbat. Now, do my askina. Ilem Bezman Hazeh, forget it. There's no such thing as a Nirani Dachas. Bezman Hazeh, it's a Nirani Dachas. Elam Beidin, Shoshim, and the Yachad, okay? Elam Pshita Bezman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayam. So now, B'mai, Ilem Bebal Mum. It is Bemtas. How are you going to be Mamayedit from Bemtas like any other Bemtas? Elam Pshita Betam. So, Iyam Bet Bishlama Itle Zechia Begabe Shabbat. But if you're telling me it doesn't belong to the Kohen, what do I need a Pasuk Bemtas? Say Shlala Velo Shlal Shamayim. Well, that is Bemta. So how is it excluded by Bemta? Not true. Bemta is not just a question of ownership. It also implies Misha Nechal B'Torat Bemta. Yotzu B'Chorum Aser, She'eno B'Chlal Bemta. The Tzarkop, Suleyam B'Toshinim B'Chorum B'Itlis V'Nish Kalim B'Litra. Chutzmah B'Chorum Minam Aser Shana Tam B'Bal Beitve. U'mo'al amal B'Hashem L'Rabbis Kachim Kalim She'em Oman B'Alim. And if you're makhish, you'll have to bring an osha. Ben azay omer the rabot shlamim. Abba Yosi ben dustoy omer lo amar ben azay ela bebechor. So be my askina. Ile be bisman azay domir shlamim, which is can't be bisman azay ela pshita bisman shabed amigdash kayam. So now be my askina. What about mum? The Bailin doesn't have any rights to bal mum as for shlamim. How domir the shlamim katani? Not like you, Reb Nachman. So we should bring a raya, says the Gemara. No, liolam, omer raya, no, liolam, it is a tam. But it's a bechor chutzlar. And it's going a little bit of a shimon that can compare it to shlomim, because at least theoretically it could be brought like a shlomim. The omer im bo to mimim yika rebu. Let's take a look at our Mishnah. Omer lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Mali, meino meimir b'chatas v'osham, obviously. Sharein zochen ben b'chayehev, tomar b'v'chor she zochen b'chayev. And again, you've got to ask yourself the mayaskinan. Ilei me b'balmon, it has to be similar to b'chatas v'osham, kama, el olav b'tam. And nobody argued, Rabbi Akiva didn't argue about the facts that he's zochen bo b'chayev. Omer Rabbi Yochanan talk about b'chor and chutzlaretz, like Rabbi Shimon. Yomrim bo t'mimim yikarevu. Now, is it possible that Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua is a machlokas tanoi? Lema ketanoi. Bechor bebeta baalim osin tmura, bebeta koin, eno osin tmura. Rav Shimon ben Elazar mer kivan shebali ha koin, eno osin tmura. Same thing, I didn't tanakama. Unless, my la, vokikama. The tanakama was saying bebeta koin, ako eno osin tmura. Mean abal osin tmura, which would mean Alma ita the kinds of chia begavaya, and that's what they're arguing. Nah, no, no, no. We're talking about a bechor in chutzlaretz, like we said. The machlokas over here is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Akiva. Reb Chista, this idea of a sale of a bechor that is a tam is loshanim al a coin the coin, but a coin can never sell it to Yisrael, my timer, because we're worried dimalz of Yisrael v'shadu be muma umam to the chacham, and I'll say everybody knows I bought this from such and such a coin. He gave it to me with the mum. Huh? Chacham won't be matir that. Umishar chacham achi. Ve'omarav ein roin b'chol Yisrael alon kena koinimo. Amar v'nu b'rad the Rav Shimon. Now, you know what the reason is that you don't sell to Yisrael. Hayna time Yisrael asur v'deshinir k'koinim aseya b'bet agronot. Because everybody's going to assume you made him a great deal. Now, Masurja equal to the Rav Ashi. Amar lay litam mar midin. Aytel kamei b'Yisrael. Amar lay leichom. This is very healthy meat. The mivre mishum de buchrohu. So he asked them, you're not Kohen, you mean Olachol. Omer, let the Zorman on plenty Kohen, and he got a moon. Omer, lo, lo, sphere, lo, chod, Omer, avun, a berater of Yeshua, and they should near, kakot, and say, have a bit of granot. Omer, like, no, actually not. Lo, sphere, lo. We paid good money for this man. Anam, Mizman, Kazav, Nina. Why are you being so cavalier about this problem? What's that have to do with us? Anyway, what's your problem? That my amid muzel kohen gabe, the sova kohen dechi avile before achrina yoivni ale lo, the maizik adaite, because for sure I'll tell you what he's thinking. Butzina tav mikara. Shavua tov, everyone.